Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Amos 6. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that we would see what is really going on around us, that we would see things like you see them, and not be just going along with the culture around us. We pray this through Jesus. Amen. Amos 6. Alas for those being at ease in Zion, and those who feel secure on Mount Samaria, the notables of the best of the nations! The house of Israel resorts to them. Cross over to Calneh and see, and go from there to Hamath Rabbah, and go down to Gath of the Philistines. Are you better than these kingdoms, or is their territory greater than your territory? You that put off the day of disaster, and bring near a reign of violence. Alas for those who lie on beds of ivory and lounge on their couches, and those eating young rams from the sheep and goats, and bull calves from the middle of the animal stall. Alas for those who sing to the tune of the harp, like David they improvise on instruments of music. Alas for those who drink from sprinkling bowls of wine and anoint themselves with the best of olive oils and are not grieved over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore they shall now go into exile at the head of the exiles, and the feast of lounging shall pass away. My Lord Yahweh has sworn by himself, declares Yahweh the God of hosts. I abhor the pride of Jacob, and I hate his citadel fortresses, and I will deliver the city and its fullness. And then, if 10 people remain in one house, they too will die. And if one's relative who burns the body lifts it up and brings the body out of the house, and he will say to someone in the innermost part of the house, are there any more with you? And he will say, none. Then he will say, silence, because we must not invoke the name of Yahweh. Look, Yahweh is going to command, and the great house will be destroyed to bits, and the little house to pieces. Do horses run on rocks? Or does one plow the sea with oxen? But you have turned justice into poison, and the fruit of righteousness into wormwood. You who rejoice over Lo-debar, who say, have we not taken Carnaim for ourselves by our strength? Indeed, I am going to raise up against you a nation, O house of Israel, declares Yahweh the God of hosts, and they shall oppress you from Lebo Hamath up to the Wadi of the Arabah. Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. Chapters 3, 4, and 5 each started with, hear this word. Chapter 3 said that God is planning a disaster for the northern kingdom of Israel. Chapter 4 was addressed to the cows of Bashan, the women who wanted their luxuries at the expense of the poor. Chapter 5 was described as a lament of how bad things are going to be for Israel. It also discussed the why, that they were oppressing the poor. They hated justice, so God tells them that the day of Yahweh will not be good for them. It will be like darkness for them. He used some pictures that seem funny in a way, running from a lion only to run into a bear, or running into a house only to be bitten by a snake. Now, this chapter seems to be continuing the lament. It starts with, alas, and it is a lament for people who are currently at ease, the people at the top of the Israelite society. I'm told that there is a bit of a play on words here. The phrase in verse 1, the notables of the best of the nations, has a Hebrew word that could be translated first. And then, down in verse 7, therefore they shall now go into exile at the head of the exiles. That's another form of this word that could be translated first. They think they are first, and so they will be the first to go into exile. In between, he describes these people who think they are at the top. But he tells them to go look at some other cities nearby that Assyria destroyed and asks if they are better than those nations. He says they lie on beds of ivory. They eat the best meats. They sing songs and perfect their music. They drink wine and use the best olive oils. But they are not sad about how their country is dying spiritually. So Yahweh swears that he hates the pride of Israel, and so he will destroy everything. And then he tells this story about how bad it will get. There are 10 people in a house, but they are dying, probably from famine. And someone comes to pick up the body, and he asks if there's anyone left, and the person says, no. It seems like this would ordinarily be followed by an oath in the name of Yahweh, like, no, I swear by Yahweh there's no one left. But the other man stops him from swearing in Yahweh's name, which is maybe parallel to Yahweh himself swearing by himself that he will do this to Israel. And then God asks a couple of questions with obvious answers. There's these things that don't make sense. Horses don't run on rocks. You can't plow the sea. So then he asks, why have they turned justice to poison? Basically, he's saying that what they're doing makes no sense. They think they're doing great and expanding their territory, but actually, God says, he is bringing a nation against them that will take all their territory. And now for a deeper dive. This list of the luxury of the rich is a bit scary. They have fancy beds and couches. They can eat meat regularly. And they have time to play music. They have plenty of wine and olive oil. For most Americans, that and more is true today. We have luxuries today they could never have dreamed of. Air conditioning. Cars. Cars with air conditioning. Fridges. Fresh fruit year-round. The list goes on. But the big issue is that they had all these things, and they were, in verse 6, not grieved over the ruin of Joseph. Are all of the luxuries and entertainment today blinding us to the reality of the moral ruin in our country? Are we enjoying the laughter on TV and not noticing that the moral standards are getting lower and lower? Are we enjoying the music available everywhere today and not noticing that the things that are being sung about are getting worse and worse? Do we think that we deserve to be entertained and pampered? God could take these things away at any time. And if they are distracting us what really matters, it might be a blessing to us if he did take them away. And then there's the biggest problem that Israel had, their pride. Do we somehow think that we have gained these things for ourselves rather than being given them? Well, that's it for the Bible chapter for today. I have a special message for my wife and daughter here. The rest of you can ignore this, and you don't need to tell them to listen to find this message. I think leaving it to God to allow them to find it at the right time is best, probably many years after I'm recording this. Look in the garage in the corner between the doors up high. If the house is long gone by the time you get this message, it's no great loss. I just wanted to let you know I'm thinking about you. Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.